welcome to another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl. Well, thanks for being with me today, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ned.
So, because I'm me, I happen to know that you have written the first ever Paws and Tails book. Well, tell me more about that.
I'd love to. It's called The Overcomers. And reading this book will be like reading maybe 5 regular episodes. The club is in the middle of a big new adventure, and there are new characters we introduce.
Yes, fascinating, Dave. I have it, though, by good authority, that this book centers around Ned and how he saves the day for everyone.
Well, no, that's not what the book is about. It is significantly about the struggle against evil that lurks high up in Wild Mountain. If anything, I'd have to say it centers around Stacy.
What? I gave you really good notes when you were writing this. What happened to all my great ideas?
Well, mostly I didn't read them. There was a lot of notes, Ned. In the book I did write, we meet Smidge, a badger who really wants to become someone who will make a difference. And he meets up with Crockett, a genuine overcomer, who begins to teach him how to survive in the woods and how to take care of the miners digging for gold in the tunnels of Wild Mountain.
Ned knows what this book was supposed to be about. In those notes you did not read, Ned inherits $1 million, but he does not let anyone know about it. And he sneaks around and secretly helps those in need and uses all kinds of really neat gadgets to fight crime.
I did read that part of the notes, but in this first Paws and Tails book, The Overcomers, we follow the club as they begin a new adventure, and we see how Crockett battles bandits and the evil minion in only the way an overcomer can.
Well, I did not know that you changed the whole book, Dave. This is a bitter disappointment. Well, this ends this episode of Ned Knows. Thanks for joining me, Dave Carl, who ignored all my notes. I'll see you all next time for another episode of Ned Knows. Joel, stop tape.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. On this beautiful Easter Sunday morning, the club members are where they usually are every Sunday morning, in Papa Chuck's Sunday School class. More precisely, they're just finishing up the class, and Papa Chuck is closing in prayer.
Thanks for this time of year, Lord, when we celebrate your death and resurrection. Help us to remember throughout the year your precious gift of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy Easter, everyone. See you next Sunday. CJ, got a minute?
Sure, Papa Chuck. Is something wrong?
I was gonna ask you that.
Me?
You seem kind of distracted during class. You didn't look at me once. You didn't raise your hand or join in any of the discussions. And you seem to have turned your hand out into a piece of modern art.
I guess I'm just...
bored?
Not bored, exactly. It's just that I've heard all these stories before, Papa Chuck. Lots of times. All my life. Especially the story of the crucifixion and the resurrection. It's just not new anymore.
Bored.
Sorry.
No need to be. I mean, ignoring for the moment that you've just insulted my teaching skills. But I can see your point.
Really?
Yeah, but I want you to do me a favor.
What?
Meet me back here this afternoon. I've got something I want to show you.
What is it?
Hopefully, a cure for boredom.
That afternoon, Papa Chuck took CJ on a stroll out of town to a clearing in the woods. In the clearing, CJ was surprised to see...
a stage?
Yep, It belongs to a troupe of traveling actors. They're here to perform for the town.
So the thing you wanted me to see is a show?
Sort of. Come on.
Aren't we gonna sit down?
Nope. The story's out there.
The story?
Uh-huh. You see, when you said you were bored, CJ, you were also telling me something else.
What?
You were telling me that the greatest story ever told has become old for you. Commonplace. When something becomes commonplace, we stop caring about it. And it's only a short jump from not caring to not believing.
I'm a believer.
With your head? Yes. I'm thinking about your heart.
Papa Chuck, I...
Shh! Look out there. What do you see?
A clearing.
What else?
Rocks, sand, and some strange-looking trees.
What else?
Hey, there's a guy kneeling by that rock. Where'd he come from?
What do you notice about him?
He looks like he's praying. And he looks like he's really tired.
He should. He hasn't had any food for about a month.
A month? He must be really weak.
He is, but it's necessary.
Why?
Because it's when we're at our weakest that the evil one comes.
Evil one? Whoa, what's that?
Shh, watch.
Jesus. Oh, I knew you would come.
Did you? Then why didn't you prepare food for us? Or aren't you hungry?
Yes, I am hungry.
Then make us something to eat. I know. How about some nice, fresh baked bread? Doesn't that sound good? Command these stones to turn into bread. That should be easy for the Son of God.
Oh, you've forgotten the scriptures, deceiver. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Remember?
Yes, I remember. But I think you're forgetting something as well. Something that changing stones to bread would have accomplished for you.
And that is?
Proof that you are who you say you are. Humans need signs and wonders, you know? But if not by bread, there are other ways. Behold!
Whoa! They're in a city now.
This is Jerusalem. The temple.
The pinnacle, to be exact. Very good. I'm surprised you recognized it from up here. At this height, you can see the whole city. If you were to do something miraculous here, the whole country would know who you are virtually overnight. And they wouldn't just know you. They would follow you. That is the purpose of your being here, isn't it? To get them to follow you.
Yes.
Well, a miracle here would certainly make your task a whole lot easier, wouldn't it? I know. Why don't you throw yourself off this tower? The Son of God doesn't have to worry about being hurt. The scriptures say the angels have charge over him, and they'll lift him up before his foot hits the ground. How about it?
The scriptures also say you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
But this? This isn't even really a test.
Then there's no point in doing it, is there?
Too bad. It would have been glorious. But perhaps you just need to see things from a greater height.
Now they're on a mountain. How'd they do that?
Hush.
This is one of my favorite places on this little globe. From here I can see my entire domain. All of the kingdoms of the world are mine, you know. And their glory with them.
So I understand.
I was thinking much too small at Jerusalem. I can see you're a man of vision. You want the world to follow you. And I can give it to you, Jesus. All the kingdoms of the world will be yours without miracles or heroic deeds.
And you want in return?
Nothing, really. The smallest of small acts. Simply bow down and worship me.
Be gone, Satan! The scriptures say, you shall worship the Lord God, and him only shall you serve. Go now!
That was amazing.
It was only the beginning. The best was yet to come. Come on.
Hello, my name's Isaiah, and I'm 5 years old. I like to listen to Poison Tales, and you will too. Tune in today.
Hey everyone, Stacy here from Poison Tales. We've had kids from all over the country send in their announcer recordings, and they are heard every day on the program. But we haven't heard one from you. Just head on over to pawsandtails.org and pop into the clubhouse to get one of the announcer scripts. Record yourself on your parents' phone and send it in to us so we can get your voice heard around the world. That's pawsandtails.org. This is so exciting!
Papa Chuck and CJ walked down a path in the forest until they came upon another clearing.
It's Jesus again.
Who's that with him?
Listen.
Who do people say that I am?
Some say you're Elijah.
Yes, or Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets.
Still others say that you are John the Baptist, raised from the dead.
But who do you say that I am?
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Wonderful, isn't he?
Whoa!
Oh, forgive me, I didn't mean to startle you.
That's okay.
Do you follow the Master?
Yes, I do.
And you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a believer.
I, too, am his servant. He healed me.
Really?
My heart was once cold and hard. I love no one and let no one love me, except for money. And like many others, I scoffed at first when I heard talk about this Messiah. And then one day, I met him face to face. And my life was never the same. Oh, the Master is leaving. I must go. Excuse me.
Who was that?
Don't you know? I thought you knew the story.
She seemed familiar.
Remember this morning's lesson? Her name starts with an M.
Oh, Mary Magdalene.
Well, shall we follow her?
Let's go.
CJ and Papa Chuck tried to catch up with Mary, but she was too fast for them and soon disappeared. Before long, they came up on another clearing. It was deserted, but only for a moment.
Hey! This is Jerusalem!
You're right! Jerusalem on one of the greatest days it's ever known! Here comes Jesus!
He's riding on a colt!
Just like the prophecy said!
Jesus! Teacher!
Who are they?
Pharisees.
Rebuke your disciples! Yes, tell them to be quiet!
Hey! This is the triumphal entry!
That's right. The start of the most remarkable week in history. Much of Jesus' ministry is already behind him. But still, there is so much more to come.
More?
Yep. In the span of a week, Jesus put on a display of teaching, authority, and hope that the city and the world will never forget.
Just who did he think he was anyway?
He had no call to
no
do that.
No call. No call at all.
We were conducting legal trade.
We serve a very important function to those who cannot afford a more expensive sacrifice for the Passover.
We did until he came.
How dare he disrupt our commerce?
Vandalize our tables.
Not to mention assault us with a whip.
And with such high and mighty words.
My house shall be a house of prayer.
But you've made it into a den of thieves.
Thieves!
Thieves!
Just who did he think he was?
He's our teacher, our rabbi, our leader.
Although I do not understand all he says.
Especially of late. There's been much talk of death. His death.
As if we would let that happen. Besides, he is all-powerful. Remember what he did to the fig tree?
Oh, how could I forget? With only a few words, he caused it to wither up and die.
Yes, and he said that we could have that kind of power. If only we have faith and do not doubt, we could say to a mountain, throw yourself into the sea, and it would happen.
Still, he's always warning us to be prepared and work hard. Remember the story he told of the 10 virgins and their oil lamps? Of the master who gave away talents.
Yes, yes, but those were meant to warn us of his return. But he hasn't gone anywhere.
And remember what he said about the judgment?
Oh, yes. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, he will sit on his glorious throne, and he will gather the nations before him and separate the good from the bad.
Puzzling. I still think it has something to do with all this death talk.
But how can he die? He's our Lord.
Lord? Ha! He's a troublemaker, that's what he is.
Well, I think the biggest insult was his woe to the Pharisees.
Indeed. I mean, the very idea of calling us hypocrites and thieves.
And whitewashed tombs.
Like I said, he's a troublemaker, and we better do something about him. Quick!
My name is Mariana Roberson. I'm 7 years old. I listen to Paws and Tails when I go anywhere in the car. You should too. Bye-bye.
Hey there, everyone. Dave Carl here. We want to put your kid on an episode of Paws and Tails saying something like this. Hi, I'm Henry from North Carolina. If I could spend the day with CJ, I'd want to build a treehouse together. Now, we have some suggested scripts for you waiting just inside the clubhouse. We can't wait to hear what you all come up with. Record them, send them in, and we'll broadcast them to the world.
Wow, Jesus did a lot in 1 week, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He had to. He knew the end was near.
CJ and Papa Chuck walked down another path toward another clearing.
So, are you ready to go home?
Home? The story's not even done yet.
Yeah, but you know the rest of it. It's just the boring part you've heard all your life. Suddenly you're interested?
Well, yeah.
I'm glad, CJ.
So what's next?
We're about to find out.
Roman soldiers.
They're headed towards that clearing. Come on.
Troop, halt!
Hey, I know this. It's the Mount of Olives, and that's...
Teacher!
Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?
Take him.
No, you'll never take him.
Roman dogs!
He cut off my ear!
Put away your swords. Put them away. Don't you know that those who live by the sword die by the sword? I must drink the cup my Father has given me. Be healed.
He healed me.
Am I a thief that you've come with clubs and swords to take me? I sat daily with you in the temple, and you did not seize me. But this was done that the scriptures might be fulfilled.
Take him!
Wait!
Back, boy!
Ugh! Hey, that hurt! What do we do, Papa Chuck? Papa Chuck? Papa Chuck? Oh, man.
CJ ran around the forest looking for Papa Chuck or anybody, but they had all disappeared.
Great. Just great. And I think I'm lost.
Oh.
Mary?
Oh, my young friend.
Where is everyone? What's happening?
They've taken the master.
I know. I saw him.
They're taking him to be crucified.
But what about the trial?
Mock trials. 6 of them. Before the high priest, Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, and King Herod, the priest worked up the crowd against him. And in the end, Pilate finally gave in, and the high priest, ordered Jesus to be whipped and then crucified. Behold, the Lamb of God.
Oh, I never realized he looked like that. He's so bloody and bruised.
They beat him and spit upon him.
Why do they have to keep beating him? Stop it! Stop it! He's innocent! Leave him alone!
You again? Get back!
Don't! Stop hitting him! Can't you see he can't go anymore?
I said get back!
The centurion pushed CJ, sending him to the ground. And when he looked up, everyone was gone again.
Whoa, how real is this? Now where did everyone go? Hammering. The crucifixion!
CJ ran toward the sound. He climbed to the top of a small hill, and when he got there...
No, no!
He saved others. Let's see if he can save himself.
Yes, come down from the cross if you're the Son of God.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Mary!
For this reason was he born, to take the weight of our sins on himself.
My God! My God! Why have you forsaken me?
Jesus, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I didn't realize.
It is finished!
No!
CJ.
Papa Chuck. I'm sorry.
It's okay, CJ. Crying at Jesus' death is perfectly understandable.
It's not just that. I'm sorry for thinking that the story is boring. I never realized before how hard it was. How great he is.
The perfect lamb. The spotless sacrifice for mankind.
I just feel so bad.
It's okay, CJ. We probably all treated the story that way at one time or another. But it isn't over. His death paid for our sins. But he didn't stay that way. Jesus conquered death.
He's alive! He's risen, just as he said. I was at the tomb. It was empty. And I wept because I thought someone had stolen his body. And then I saw a man I thought was the gardener, and I asked him, please, please take me to the master's body. But when he turned around, I realized he was the master. He said my name. He told me to tell the others. He is risen, just as he said.
He is risen. He appeared to all of us. Even Doubting Thomas believed. Later on, we had breakfast with him on the beach. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Have you heard?
Where are they going?
They are going where I told them to go, CJ Brown.
Jesus.
They are going where I want you and all disciples to go. to spread the gospel, the story, to the whole world. They believe, C.J. Brown. Do you believe? Will you spread the word?
I will. I will.
C.J., are you all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm great. I'm a believer.
C.J., you know this was just a show, right? And these people were actors?
I know, but it was more than just a show. It was the best show I've ever seen, with the greatest story ever. Now, come on.
Where are you going, CJ?
We've got to get the rest of the club to see this.
Then what?
You heard him, and then we tell the story of Jesus to the whole world. Come on!
Bye.
I'm a Believer was written by Phil Lawler and directed by David Carl. The song, May I Not Forget, was written by Dick and Melody Tunney. Music was by Tim Hosman and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production. On the next Paws and Tails...
Take one step, Sammy Hawthorne. Your father?
Your father what?
She says she can fire him if I don't do what she says.
What 11-year-old can fire an adult?
You fired my dad? But CJ said
CJ's a bit out of his league.
Oh no, what have I done?
Be sure to join us for another episode of Insight for Living's Paws and Tails.